Alright.
Oh, they're on the line. Just a minute. Just a minute.
Can you hear me? Over. Can you hear me? This is Bundy.
Mr. Bundy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Operator?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, they're going to be here in about 15 minutes, but go ahead.
This is only a fill-out on local color of the meeting this morning, as G now reports it to us in a conversation with Harry, with my colleague.
Yes.
What we learn is that he arrived down there this morning at headquarters to find that a meeting of the General Staff Military Command was just concluding. And Camaño turned to the others and said, will you all agree that what we are about to say to Don Antonio, that's what they call him, is our unanimous view? They all agreed, and it was then presented to him that this position must be adopted and presented to me. Their argument is one which
just want you to get on
our
right notes
in propaganda communications of all sorts. And I think it is true that they believe a part of it, but it is also true that they only believe a part of it. Since they knew, as well as we knew, that we were extremely near to, indeed right at the point of agreement last evening, the only conclusion we can draw is that there was someone or some persons there persuasive enough to lead to the adoption of this position for the purpose of preventing agreement.
Yes, I predicted when I saw the story yesterday morning Hal Hendricks wrote, which was the same story that our other friend wrote from Schultz, that they'll get a quote back and forth from each one. They'll notify everybody in that outfit that they're going to get locked up, and they will never let it come about unless it's a fait accompli, and we got too many for that to ever happen, because there's just too many cooks in the broth. They're stirring it, and I think that's what did happen. I think that the picture and the boys in the tank, the Americans and the San Ysidro crowd together, that picture in San Juan paper probably we'll look a little later in the day at all we know, but I think that's what kicked it off.
It could be. Myself, I think it goes deeper, I'm sorry to say.
Each little thing over the past week or 10 days, it takes us. Our friend here says that after the Times reaches San Juan, it takes him the next 6 hours cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Then he can go and discuss things. But they issue all kinds of orders during the six times. Now, when they see these things happening and they read where Imbert is saying so-and-so, they naturally have to come back too. And that's what we're going to be up against. If you all can think of what you think we ought to do, how we can narrow this thing down to act pretty promptly if we have to act, then let's get back together in the next 15 minutes when the other people get here. They're on their way. It's 6 minutes of one. They'll be here about five after. And then we'll call you back during the luncheon to give you an next 30, 40 minutes to get our heads together, and I'll have Mr. Arnold with me, and we can exchange viewpoints, and he, in the meantime, Ball told him to get out of it, stay out of it, as far as San Juan's concerned, at your request.
That is not correct.
So I've got him back. I've got him back now, trying to bring us up to date. And I really have a little more faith in trying to work that out than I do what we may be doing in the State Department here. I believe we've got better contacts in that end, and they, if they're not any good, why, we don't cost us anything. If they do, why, we get a return.
Correct.
My judgment is that the boys around our friend down there, the colonel, are going to try to protect themselves and so forth, but we've got to deal with the other fella, and it's a question of which one will survive, and I believe it's possible that he could survive, and I know he wants to, or he wouldn't have given us a plebiscite.
I don't think there's any question of the good faith of the man with whom I have been working, or of his character. I think what is in question is whether he would really have control over operating force in this country if we made a bargain.
Well, if you have any doubt about that, then we're lucky.
I'm sorry to say that the events of the last 12 hours raised that question in my mind very sharply, and I find that that is the general sentiment here, without respect to people's own internal guesses before the last day or so as to whether this was the right direction to go.
Well,
our sober assessment on Tuesday morning is in that sense very different from what was said to you on the telephone at the moment where we thought we had a bargain.
He has talked down there, and he'll give you a report. He just walked in. He says that our friend J.B. did it as we suspected, and really as we predicted when they started quoting back and forth. I guess you think Embert broke the story to the Times, don't you?
I would guess so, yes.
We thought his embassy here, because they protested too much. They said that embassy wouldn't talk and so forth.
And I really doubt that.
Uh-huh. Okay, here's Mr. Arnold. Hello?
Good morning. Is this Thurman or Hap?
I reached a young-looking friend.
Young-looking friend?
Yeah.
I know him.
At the residence of J.B.
Right.
And he was over there with his bag packed, trying to get J.B. to send him over to where you are.
Yeah.
And I put it to him very hard and very tough. I said there isn't a damn bit of use in that or anything else until this immediate situation is rectified. I said I don't know anything about what's in prospect or not in prospect, but I think you'll realize that we probably would not accept such a demand from the next greatest power in the world. And we should, and in my opinion, without knowing what's going to be done, I just don't think there's a damn chance in the world that it'll be accepted here. And I said, confronted with that alternative, and the alternative of just letting the whole thing collapse, I don't have to tell you which one we're going to take. And I think you'd just be wasting your time to go over there unless and until this is rectified. Now, it's perfectly clear that this came right from J.B.
Is that really clear?
Yes, sir.
Can you say?
Yes, sir.
Can you say how you feel, why you're sure of that? Because we have another worry down here.
Because my friend was right there talking to the guy.
Yeah.
And he went over there desperately trying to get sent over and trying to repair it. And I'd just be sure that that is so. It is inference. I don't have a direct statement, but I think that is a fact. And I told him that nothing, in my opinion, nothing would be done. There would be no conversations, no nothing, until this was cleared up. And I covered it, of course, by saying I didn't know what the decisions were, and I also told him that I suspected that one of the things that would be debated is whether the team would remain on there. I told them that everybody had been working day and night and day and night to try to effectuate this thing despite interference. And that, but I didn't see myself how continuation of that effort would be possible in these circumstances. I want to underline that I made it clear ad nauseum that I was just talking about my own attitude.
Of course, of course.
Yep. So that's a report on it.
Well, now, I suppose you wait for playback.
Yeah. And I told him that I wanted him to realize that so there wouldn't be any misunderstanding between us, that I didn't know how much, how little time there was on this thing. I just, I said to him that time might be running out. It was not for the purpose of putting pressure on, but just for the purpose of making sure that there was no misunderstanding between him and me. That was my inference. Now he was in the room there with the guy.
I see.
So, and my inference, somewhat from tone, which was kind of heartbroken, was that it was right there that the origin of this thing came.
Yeah.
You see, and when I asked him, when I finally said, only thing I can think of is that you talked to JB, you see, then he said that he would. And he wouldn't be about to talk. What's that?
We have to wait and hear that one out, in a sense.
Well, I would think so, and I think that I'd just be cold as a cucumber.
We're not talking to anyone except in the same tones of sadness. Is there any explanation you can give for this inexplicable activity? And that conversation has been had. Now, it may be that I think myself that from the point of view of our own interest, we need to at least look at the way of making additional signals. The problem of making signals that will not be misunderstood as weakness in this situation is very severe.
I don't know that there ought to be. I'm inclined to think that unless this is cleared up, you ought to give some consideration to just saying, okay, so long.
Well, as a matter of fact, now, that would be our recommendation.
Yeah, hold that a minute, will you?
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again. Wait a minute. Hold it. Why is it that you think that, why is it that you changed your mind about Mr. G? Is it just because of this?
Him, but I have this very certainty, the difference in terms of his behavior to me between our conversation at midnight last night and this telephone call in which he reads a dictated message is very great.
I see. Well, of course,
I am not able to reconcile my picture of a man able to assert effective authority over this country with a man who, within 8 hours, calls reading a dictated message being received from a group of military men.
Well, I think...
I asked a question.
Suppose...
Whether the origin of this objection comes from where you think it does. I think it comes from here.
Well, I've given you the evidence, and particularly the fact that...
We're both inferring. We can't be sure.
Yeah, and particularly the fact that when I said he might talk with J.B., he said that he would, you know?
Yes, but that doesn't prove that... You see, we've had it before that we got a good, strong outpouring from J.B. after he'd had a call from here.
You see, it's in... well, anyway... I get the pitch on it now.
See, that's the problem. It's the point on which we ought not to... I don't think that if I put it another withdrawn. If there's a reasonable doubt on this point,